A wedding officiant should never become the center of the wedding ceremony. That sounds obvious, but it is easier to violate than many people realize. Sometimes the officiant becomes the center through too many jokes, sometimes through dramatic storytelling, sometimes through distracting clothing, sometimes through standing in the wrong place during the kiss, sometimes through poor microphone handling, sometimes through long personal comments that make the ceremony feel like the officiant's stage. Christian wedding ministry requires humility. The bride and groom are entering covenant marriage before God. The ceremony is about scripture, creation, covenant, Christ, public vows, and the blessing of one woman and one man becoming husband and wife before the Lord. The officiant serves that moment. Attire is part of that service. Your clothing should be appropriate to the setting, respectful to the couple, consistent with your ministry role, and not distracting. A church wedding may call for more formal clergy or ministry attire. A beach wedding may call for something lighter but still dignified. A hospital or hospice wedding may require practical simplicity. A soul center or home wedding may be warm and personal but still respectful. The question is not, how do I express myself? The better question is, how does my appearance serve this covenant moment? Avoid clothing that draws attention away from the bride and groom. Avoid overly casual clothing unless the setting truly calls for it. Avoid loud patterns, distracting accessories, or anything that will dominate photos. The officiant's visual presence should fit the ceremony without competing with it. Camera awareness also matters. Modern weddings are highly photographed and recorded. This is not vanity by itself. Photos and videos often become part of the couple's family memory. The officiant should not obsess over cameras, but should be aware of them. Before the ceremony, ask the photographer where you should stand. Ask when to step aside. Know whether the couple wants you centered behind them or slightly offset. During the kiss, move out of the central frame when appropriate. Do not hold a phone in your hand during sacred moments. Do not look confused, distracted, or bored in the background. Do not make facial expressions that will appear strange in photos. These are practical details, but they are also ministry details. Ministry Sciences reminds us that trust is shaped by systems, setting, communication, timing, and visible care. When the officiant coordinates with the photographer, planner, musician, and couple, the ceremony feels more peaceful. The goal is not image management. The goal is covenant service. This also protects humility. The officiant should not use the ceremony to build a personal brand, collect attention, or create social media content without permission. Privacy matters. The couple's story should be honored, not exploited. The ceremony should not become content for the officiant's platform. The same applies to AI and digital tools. Do not use couple photos, private stories, vows, or emotional details for public examples without consent and wisdom. This topic is especially important for chaplains. In a hospital room, hospice room, correctional setting, or elder care setting, attire and camera awareness may involve policy, privacy, dignity, and family sensitivity. For church staff ministers, attire should honor the local church's expectations. For one wedding officiants, this may be new. Ask early. Clarify expectations. Practice where to stand. For romance officiants and life coach ministers, help couples think through whether the ceremony atmosphere supports covenant seriousness or turns the day into mere image making. Beauty serves covenant. Personalization serves truth. Technology serves wisdom. The ceremony serves Christ. So dress with dignity, stand with humility, coordinate with the wedding team, step out of the way when needed, let your presence bless the moment without becoming the moment. A faithful officiant is visible enough to lead and humble enough to disappear into the beauty of the covenant being made before God.